hospital. And the aim of this paper is to present an interpretation of the current crisis, in a sense, within the theoretical framework of the monetary theory of production, which is, as you know, a particular branch of post-Keynesian theory. We provide a general model of capitalist reproduction under a liberal regime, and our focus will be on wages, is on wages, on the dynamics of wages and consumption in generating unstable equilibrium. The monetary theory of production can be read as a macroeconomic schema based on the endogenous money view, where the negotiated wage bill is paid by firms via credit supply. And therefore, firms as a whole decide the scale and composition of output, and at best, that is when the propensity to consume equals to one, they can obtain an amount of money, of credit, by selling goods or service exactly equal to the initial finance. In this theoretical framework, the key problem of capitalist reproduction is to obtain high consumption with low wages. At the moment, I will take the dynamics of our investment apart, and I will focus on it after. Therefore, if this is the problem, that is, if the problem is that firms sell and recoup an amount of money equal to that paid to workers, to that advanced to workers, the so-called paradox of profits emerge. That is, how do firms as a whole, this is a macroeconomic problem, how do firms as a whole can obtain a monetary surplus? This is not, in our view, a purely logical puzzle. This is the key problem of capitalists. And if this is the case, capitalist reproduction needs a constant, further increase of external liquidity. In our model, we structure a flux of money or credit, which go from banks to firms, this is the Keynesian initial finance, to banks to rentier, who obtain credits via their collaterals, they supply the firm to banks, and banks also supply credit to workers. Of course, the basic schema of the monetary theory of production is this, that is, banks finance firms, firms produce goods and services by acquiring labor force, workers spend, and then firms reimburse banks, can only reimburse in real terms without addiction of flux on money. Therefore, the model is basically this. Let us consider the initial amount of rents which is given by the demand that the rentier expressed to the banking system by assuming, as in this literature, that banks are perfectly accommodant. And we assume that two types of firms exist, firms producing wage goods and firms producing luxury goods. Therefore, the profit function of firms type 2 firms, that is, firms producing luxury goods, is given by the propensity to consume C or rentier, the rent, the financial rent in money terms, minus the money wage bill, WM, minus the cost of financing. As regard to workers, we assume that workers have a target level of consumption, that is C star. That is, in a context where wage decline, if workers want to obtain this, on the basis of the scheme I presented above, the only solution of the solution in reality, which happened, is to go in debt. The debt function is structured in this way. D, which is the debt that works received from the banking system, depends negatively on the interest rate, on the propensity to indebt, and on expectation on their future level of wages. Therefore, the profits function of type 1 firms, that is, of firms producing wage goods, is given by total expenditure by workers, which include indebtedness, minus the money wage bill. Here there is a parameter which represents the degree of labor market flexibility, and consider that the higher alpha, the lower is W, at least for two main reasons. The higher is labor market flexibility, the lower the degree of innovation, the lower the path of growth, and the lower are the wage share on GDP. And moreover, the higher is alpha, the more workers, that is, the shorter are the contracts, labor contracts, the more workers tend to not consume, to reduce the propensity to consume. And therefore, the rate of growth in a post-Keynesian schema tend to reduce, and so wages. Minus the cost of financing. These are banks' profits, which are a share of profits of firms as a whole. As you can see, one basic result is that as labor market flexibility increases, our alpha, W decreases, the money wage, the unitary money wages decreases. In order to obtain the target level of consumption, workers are forced to go in debt. Therefore, profits are higher the lower are wages, because low wages implies a higher indebtedness on part of workers, and lower is the interest rate, for two reasons, because a low interest rate means a low cost of financing for firms, and because low interest rates stimulate indebtedness on the part of workers. Of course, the more optimistic are workers, that is, the lower the value of E, the more C, D, indebtedness tend to increase, and therefore the more profits tend to increase. Of course, in the aggregate profit function, in particular in the profit function of type 2 firms, that is, firms producing luxury goods, enter the consumption orientation. That is, the flux of money which goes from banks to rentier increase profits in the sector producing luxury goods. In this sense, we can conclude that in a similar way, in a sense of the basic Malthusian scheme, that an unproductive class in a liberal regime is necessary for capitalist reproduction. And if we go further, this kind of reproduction is intrinsically unstable, because if a shock intervenes both on wages and on the interest rate, the system collapses. This is because if the interest rate significantly increases, debt reduces. And when debt reduces, profit reduces. When profits of firms producing basic goods reduces, bank profits, which are a share of profits of firms producing both wage goods and luxury goods, reduces too. Therefore, a shock on the interest rate, a change, an increase of the interest rate, determines a decline of profits, and the more intense is this effect, the more profits decline. And an increase of labor market deregulation as another factor that stimulate crisis, in the sense that the more government goes in the direction of temporary jobs, the more the unitary wage declines for the reason above, the more workers tend to go in debt. If we put together labor market regulation more intense and higher interest rate, workers cannot repay debt. And this is in our reading, and schematically, our reading of the crisis. To sum up, because I have to conclude, I suppose. Two key provisional conclusions. The first one, as regard to the role of the rentier, rentier can sustain demand only insofar they have collaterals to offer to banks. But it is not the case to enter into details of the model. But when rentier increase the demand for credit, this and this implies an increase in the demand for luxury goods, this determines inflation in that sector. Therefore, a reduction of the real value of collaterals. Therefore, a reduction of the supply of credit to the rentier. And this is one factor on the rentier side of the intrinsic instability of this kind of capitalist revolution. As regard to workers, in our reading, the capitalist reproduction under a liberal regime is intrinsically instable because a policy of deregulation of the labor market, insofar as it produces a decline in wages, cannot guarantee a continuous realization of a monetary surplus. There are evidence, just one conclusion. This kind of model, or this kind of reproduction, is also unsustainable from another point of view, because under, as you know, under a certain level of unemployment, unproductive labor in the pure sense of the word, I mean, guard labor, for instance, tend to increase. Well, in USA, for instance, at the moment, the increase in guard labor or labor surveillance in the workplace too tend to increase as the labor market deregulation increases. I think to conclude and expect demand, because this is just a working paper. Thank you.
Thank you.